This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is Melinda Rich, who is the President and Chair of Joy. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm extremely well.
Have you voted?
I have voted, yes. Yes.
I know it's a secret ballot, but are you happy with who you voted for?
I'm very happy with who I voted for.
And you don't have to tell us.
No, you wouldn't ask. I got an SMS from a Greens volunteer. I don't know where they got my number. Asked me if I needed to know where the early voting centres were, and I said, no, I'm right, thanks. Then got a message back a few hours later that the candidate in the state seat of Melbourne, which must have been how up-to-date their records are, because I haven't voted there for two elections. Only just won last time, and could they count on my support this time? The response came back was, well, it's a secret ballot. And she then responded, oh, I can understand if you don't want to tell me who you voted for, I just thought I'd ask.
That's bold.
Hey, but what's wrong with asking people how they vote?
Well, there's nothing, but it is a secret ballot.
I understand that.
And, it's one of those taboos. It's like asking people how much they're paid.
To me, it's actually a reflection of what they believe in, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, if you want to have a relationship with somebody, you want to know what they stand for and what they believe in, don't you?
Well, I think
Macca wasn't having a relationship with the person from the Greens
No, that's a fair point.
So I tell you what.
Fair point, Mel.
If someone...
Unless there's something we don't know.
If someone wants to donate $500 to Joy during the show, I'll tell them how I voted.
There you go.
Okay.
Come on.
It'll cost you $500
actually,
to find out how Macca
actually,
voted.
While you mention the issue of donations, Macca, have you heard about this new little thing that Joy's
now got?
Yes,
you can donate on your phone.
If you text the words Joy 94.9 to 19949949, you have donated $5 to Joy.
That's right.
And it costs $5 a day to run that system, so we need to get at least
to test
two of those every day. I will do it actually, because I want to see how it works.
But if someone donates $500,
during this
show,
yes,
I will tell people on air how I voted.
Now, can I just repeat that?
I think that's cheap. To find out how you voted.
can I repeat that again? Because
it's really important.
This.
This is an important trial.
So you have
doing.
To text Joy 94.9 to 19949949.
Yeah.
It'll cost you $5.
Simple, yeah. Quick, easy.
Not on Optus.
It doesn't work on Optus, and doesn't work with prepaid at this point.
So if you're with Telstra, if you're with Droptus, you miss out.
Droptus.
So what happened this week, Mel? It seems, what's that, Neville Wran, as I've always liked to say, Neville Wran used to say, follow the money.
That's why I keep coming back here, because there's just more money.
I know, it just happened. We need that Abbott track, Paul, money, money, money. So what happened this week?
So this week we had a further announcement from Premier Daniel Andrews, who came in to be on air with Tom Warren on their breakfast show. And he announced that should Labor be re-elected today, that Joy would be the recipient of $200,000 a year of recurrent funding for 4 years. Yeah. Play the applause. It's fantastic.
Recurrent funding is better than sex.
It's gold.
It's better than sex.
I think it's very good. I'll let people do their own comparisons about what it's better than, but it's very significant.
And, for 25 years, Joy has had support from different governments in terms of some advertising. It did receive support from the Community Support Fund, which was signed off by Bronwyn Pike, if my memory serves me right.
Correct.
But recurrent funding, no. So this is a, you know...
it's a huge shift.
This will, you know, this is almost a fifth of Joy's annual budget.
That's right, yep.
We also have a commitment from the federal opposition of $600,000 for Joy to move to the Pride Centre, and a commitment from the Victorian opposition for $500,000 to move. So we're actually in a good place, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
What will it mean? What difference will it make for Joy?
I think it... It just gives us a really different basis upon which to plan. At the moment, we self-fund. We fight hard for every bit of revenue that we generate. We tend to sort of focus year by year. But when you have that little bit of security across the medium term, you can really just step into planning in a in a quite different way. And, you know, I've talked about it before. One of the challenges we have is, you know, our costs tend to sort of run evenly through the year, but our revenue tends to be in peaks and troughs with, you know, a big sort of burst across the finish line at the end of financial year with Radiothon. So just having that little bit of percentage of our income that's secure just really, really changes the way that we can think about what we want to do.
And, you know, all these commitments, and this is pretty rare to actually have a bipartisan commitment.
Oh, it's really pleasing.
You know, different amounts and for different purposes, but a bipartisan commitment, you know, to supporting Joy financially. And if nothing else, you know, there are lots of political reasons for this. We understand that. But this is actually an understanding by politicians just how important Joy is, what a strong voice it has, what good radio it does. If we did crap radio,
yeah, that would.
If it was rubbish radio,
absolutely.
We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have that support. At the end of the day, politicians are not going to.
But they also wouldn't come here. I mean, would the premier actually came to the studio?
Yeah, I think that's for me. You know, and I said in a media release, it's so pleasing to see the support that we are generating because of the quality of what we do, the reach and the impact that we have, and the fact that politicians actually turn up to be here to make these announcements Joy is amazing.
And not just that, Mel, but last week we actually had the politicians literally chasing us come and make exclusive announcements.
That's right.
Here in this very studio.
And don't forget, at the last election, the Premier came in and announced a whole suite of LGBTI policies. Go back before that, probably at least go back 10 years ago, it was incredibly difficult to get politicians on the station. We did from time to time in the last 5 years, but certainly in the last year, for a whole range of reasons. We found that much easier, and I think one of the reasons
I actually think the last term back, since we had a Minister for Equality and a Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, I think that's been a game changer.
It has.
It's completely legitimised
the
engagement and the conversation with our community.
I agree. Yeah.
And the support of all the programming on Joy by the board and by the management of Joy, you know, that gives us independence, but, you know, we play it fair. We give people time, and we don't, you know, we don't ambush them. We certainly don't do it deliberately. If we ask a question that's too difficult for them, well, that's their problem, not ours. But we don't do it deliberately.
We are independent journalists at the end of the day, Matt,
and,
aren't we?
And I think it's probably important to raise a point there. We had some questions this week from, I think, members and listeners about, you know, what does this money mean in terms of independence for Joy? It doesn't change that one little bit.
No.
Our licence requires that we are independent. This program is a classic, terrific example of that. If you look at the breadth of guests and the diversity and quality of the conversation that is had on this program from all parts of the political spectrum, that's what we want to do as Joy, have those quality conversations and be independent.
And we also aim to be balanced. I mean, this morning we've had a senior Labor politician. We've actually got a senior Liberal figure on later on in the show.
Michael
and we've
Kroger.
Also got a senior Greens figure.
Yeah.
in the middle of the show. So we do try to remain balanced, and we do try to actually engage in a conversation about what matters to our community.
Yeah, I think you do it really, really well. And there's too little of those, you know, deep, interesting, fair, balanced conversations happening in our society. So if we can keep doing that, that's terrific.
So we follow the money. And if the Andrews government wins, that's $200,000 a year for 4 years. If Bill Shorten wins the next federal election, that's $600,000 for Joy to move to the Pride Centre. If Malcolm Guy wins, we get $500,000 to move to the Pride Centre. So it's actually a bit of a win all round, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think depending, you know, whatever the result today, Joy will get something. Obviously, we'll see what happens with the federal election, which will probably happen in the first half of next year. You know, we have reached out to all parts of the political spectrum seeking, you know, support for Joy. So there might be more to come federally. We don't know.
Yeah, we're speaking to Michael a bit later. We won't ask him about that because he'll be busy. But there's actually Tim Wilson has made a comment about the Greens. He said the party that's having the biggest problems with trust is the Greens. Labor has been doing a spectacular job of sticking the knife in and dropping out social media posts to embarrass them. I wouldn't be talking about sticking the knife in if I was you, mate. Just think...
Macca.
Well, you know, he's been involved in a few leadership challenges.
Fair enough.
But yeah, we are going to be talking to the Greens later, and they've had some issues. It's been a pretty dirty campaign from a number of points. In terms of some of the issues, Mel, do you think the major political parties? I mean, I know look they've engaged us, you know, both privately and publicly very well. How do you think we sit with them now as a station?
Oh, I think we have tremendous credibility as a communications hub for the community. They would not come on air. They would not choose us as a channel to make these announcements. They wouldn't financially support us if we didn't have that credibility. I think our credibility is really, really strong.
So... $200,000, is there a presidential limousine?
There is no presidential limousine. And I should say, you know, jokes aside, whatever happens, we now need to turn our minds to how we govern this money and how we spend it wisely. And that will be, you know, a really important task for me in my last year as president. I'm at a term limit. I want to set that up well for the future. This is done well. This is really game-changing stuff for Joy, and we have to make the best of it and manage it well and govern it well. And that will be something that the board and management are very focused on going forward.
Great.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.